I'm Jan-Hendrik van Thiel. I'm the German ambassador in Juba.
What's the reason for you to be here today?
Well, Defy Hate is a program which is supported by the German Foreign Office, by IFA, our Institute for Foreign... Yeah, it's one of the projects we are supporting in the country.
You've just seen the film. How do you feel about it?
I think it's a very important topic, and it was translated in a very straightforward language. I think that the people in this country will very well understand. The message is clear. Social media is very good, you know, in communicating and bringing people together. That's also dangerous, because on social media you can have all kinds of messages of fake news, of propaganda that can be spread without control. People find anything on social media and in the internet. So I think it's very important that people get aware of the dangers as much as they are aware of the opportunities.
Do you have a specific example or experience that you like to share with us on how hate speech on social media can really be dangerous?
Well, on social media, I have just now no example in my head, but I just cited the one, you know, I had in my head when I came here. It was more classical media, when it's used for propaganda, film and radio. I quoted Radio Mirkolin, but even in Germany, you know, in the Nazi era, film and radio was very vast, used to spread hate speech. But now that I'm talking, I'll get also more modern examples. Actually, yeah, I mean, in Europe, you have extremist groups who are spreading very bad news about immigrants or about minority groups. And yeah, we have it here, we have it there, it's everywhere. I mean, I just quoted as well the report that was given today by the UN so also in this country there's a large number of examples that show how social media are abused and misused to spread falsehood, to spread hatred. And this is very, very dangerous. Language is beautiful. You can create with language very beautiful things, literature, poems, songs. But language can be a weapon. It can be a poison. And hate speech is a poison that trickles into society and destroys the social tissue from the inside. That's why it's really important to fight it.
How would you like to see the South Sudanese using social media?
Responsibly. First of all, you need to know what it is. You know, you need to know that behind this is no authority behind it. Everybody can put on social media what he or she likes to put there. So just to see it on social media doesn't give it any authority. It's like anybody talking to you, blah, blah, about on a glass of beer or on the market or anything. It has no special value. So be critical, be informed, know to use it responsibly. That is, I think, the main things about social media.
Yeah, just one more question before you go. As German ambassador to South Sudan, the high level revitalization forum will start next. The next one possibly will start this month in March. What could you like to see? What could you like to see the two parties coming to? What basically would you like to see from this next round of talks?
I attended the last round of talks. I was 2 weeks in Addis in the room actually. So I looked at the last one. So what I would really like to see, and what I tell the parties of all, you know, the government as much as the opposition. I don't take part. I'm not a part. You know, party politics is not interesting for me. Personal politics is not interesting. We don't meddle in this. It's internal affairs. So. But what is important, that this country gets peace and it gets a fresh start, that people can build on peace, institutions, transparent, responsible institutions, a transparent, responsible government, so that we can engage with this country in a development agenda. Germany, like many other donor countries, is spending huge amount of money on humanitarian aid. This is important to save life, but this is not what we want. What we want is that people can produce their products themselves, that this country is getting wealthy and people are happy living, and that we can engage in a development agenda. So agriculture is developed, the hospitals are developed, the education sector is developed, and later on industry and so on. That you can stand proudly on your own feet and be independent in the real sense of the world.
Your final remarks, your final message out there to the leaders and the South Sudanese citizens.
Be serious. I think everybody wants peace, and I think this is achievable. Be serious. Live up to your own commitments. Live up to your words.
Thank you so much, Ambassador, for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.